This is episode number 2115 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Leonardo DiCaprio jumped into a frozen lake to save his two rescue huskies while he was filming Don't Look Up, he revealed during a sit-down with some of his cast members and an interview with Entertainment Weekly. He says basically they both fell in a frozen lake.
Oh.
His two dogs were named Jack and Jill. He goes, I didn't understand what you do in a frozen lake. Jennifer Lawrence then interrupted Leo to help him tell the story, saying one of the dogs fell in and he jumped into the frozen lake to save the dog. So basically J-Law kind of outed him. So she said, as soon as he pushed one dog out of the pond, the other one jumped in. Poor Leo. Jeez. I haven't watched this Don't Look Up, but it's on Netflix. So if I get some time over the holiday, maybe I'll take a look at it. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. It's Jennifer Lawrence.
There's so
Meryl
many movies.
Streep.
That one. Okay. So
there you go. Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
Well, in case you missed it, Keira Knightley still hasn't rewatched Love Actually.
Wait, how long has it been? Almost 20 years.
What a good movie.
It is, and it is a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a very it's a very sweet movie.
Actually, Serendipity is a Christmas movie,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of Christmas movies that people don't realize. They're just all, it's all Christmas Vacation. It's all Die Hard. You know, it's all those. Home Alone, you know, but you forget about movies.
But see, those movies aren't the movies I go to. I'll go to something like Love Actually or
because it's a rom-com.
The older ones.
I got it. Okay. Yeah. So Kira's never watched it. That's interesting.
Well, after she admitted previously that she's unsure of which suitor her character Juliet ends up with at the end of the film.
Well, who do you think she stayed with? Now, you remember the guy came to her door. Mm-hmm. She was married. And he did this whole scene where he dropped cue cards in front of her at the door. And then professes his love and then leaves. And the husband asks, who was it? Remember that scene? I remember this scene. I'm surprised that I even had to mention this to you. But
I've seen it 150,000 times.
Who do you think she stayed with?
I know who she stayed with.
Oh, you do?
I've watched the movie 150,000 times.
All right. Continue.
All right. Now, because I don't want to out this because, you know,
I think I we're okay the with the whole spoiler alert thing. The movie is old.
Anyway, this is about Keira Knightley. It's not about me.
Well, no, of course not.
She got to kiss Orlando Bloom.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? In a different movie.
Yeah, different movie.
Different movie.
Pirate. Uh-huh. Anyway, so Keira says she hasn't rewatched the 2003 rom-com classic.
The Christmas classic.
Since its release.
Yeah.
She says it has yet to receive a repeat viewing in her household.
What is that all about?
But she definitely knows who Juliet settled down with. She says, no, I have not watched the film again. Yes, I know that I stay with my husband.
Oh!
And she does.
Part of me feels like that's kind of a letdown.
But we don't know what happened after the film ended.
I know, but
we don't know. Does a husband turn out to be a jerk?
I don't know. Why was she even interested in this guy, you know, with the cue cards? Which was a very cute
Well, we didn't
scene.
See the prequel.
Oh, is there a prequel?
No.
No, okay. Okay, maybe. Somebody get on that. Love Actually prequel.
Well, Keira just says it's odd watching films that you're in. It's just a bit weird.
I could see that.
Oh, I could see that.
I could see that, too. So, well, good
I
for
understand.
Her. And good for the guy that she was married to in the film. There you go.
There you go. Well, this is kind of an interesting story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's up?
Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
He's on The Daily Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, like him.
Well, he's suing a doctor and hospital.
What?
He's citing permanent and severe injuries.
What?
So he says he was at a New York City hospital.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor botched an operation last year.
Ooh.
Causing permanent and severe injuries that have left him disabled.
Wow. I had no idea.
I didn't either. So he's accused Dr. Riley J. Williams III.
Oh, okay.
Not the second or the fourth. The third.
All right, the third.
And the hospital.
Yeah.
For special surgery in Manhattan of being negligent and careless and failing
Wow.
Yeah, to treat and care for him in a skillful manner.
I wonder what kind of surgery he had.
Well, it's not real clear.
Yeah.
His lawsuit said the injuries are permanent, severe, and grievous.
Wow. Wow.
And have left him lame and disabled.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Wow.
The suit also said the hospital bungled medications for Noah while he was a patient.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not good either. Suit gave no details about the surgery or diagnosis.
Okay.
It was in November of 2020.
So it's been a year.
Yeah, and the hospital naturally told people that the claims were meritless.
Wow, 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 wow. So yeah. Let me look him up. Let's see here. Trevor Noah. And he says he's lame?
Yeah. Disabled. Lame and disabled. Now.
But he looks like he's...
his face isn't going to show it.
No, right. I don't know. I really don't know. That's... Wow.
So something must have gone on with the leg.
Huh.
I'm saying a leg.
Well, yeah. It says here that I'm sick, sore, lame, and disabled. Wow. Hmm.
Huh.
That's real, after multiple surgeries, apparently. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't know how bad it is. I would imagine that we would have noticed if he had something permanent, but I guess not. Do we see him walking and things like that? Maybe he walks with a cane. I have no idea. It's very,
I don't know that he gets out much.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, we'll have to wait and follow that one. My golly.
I'm curious.
I'm very curious because, you know, it's like, wouldn't we know... this guy's been on award shows, right? He's been elsewhere besides The Daily Show. I'm sure you don't think about it. You probably don't see anybody get up and walk on TV anymore. So it's like they put him in a seat. It reminds me of a game show host back in the day named Bill Cullen. Bill Cullen was severely disabled below the waist, and they actually would walk him onto set and set him down.
Before
they would shoot him. And
that's interesting.
It was something that he'd had lifelong. But he walked with crutches and braces and everything else. So what do you know? The magic of TV. You know who looks good on TV? And I'm just saying, and I don't think she's lame, and that's Halle Berry. I've seen her walk.
But if she was lame, you wouldn't love her any less.
I've seen her kick. I've seen her go. I've seen her do a lot of stuff on camera, by golly. There we go.
You're a creep.
I'm not a creep.
You're not a creep.
I'm not a creep. I'm just, stating fact.
You're infatuated.
Maybe a little more than infatuated. All right. More Who Cares coming your way tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.